Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
I'm doing so-so this morning. A bit of a case of the bubble guts over here.
Oh, no.
Just a little off. When we left the show yesterday, we had to go into a long meeting. Uh-huh. And while we were in the meeting, we noticed they brought some chicken sandwiches in. Won't say from where, but we had some chicken sandwiches delivered, and we were all eyeing those chicken sandwiches.
Oh, yeah. It was like the meeting was over after that.
What's going on over there? Yeah. Well, the biggest culprit was Big Rob. I mean, he was checked out after those.
I mean, I was pretty tapped into those tenders, too. Like, I couldn't focus.
Yeah.
It was hard.
So we wrapped up the meeting, gathered up our stuff, and we walked by the counter before we left and grabbed some chicken. I grabbed a full-on sandwich. And then I took it to my car, and I'm driving home on 470 trying to eat this messy, dripping chicken sandwich on a highway. I was like, this was a bad idea.
Felt like Katie.
Yeah,
there.
Welcome to my
Real
life.
Bad
I was going to say, like, that's just a regular Tuesday for me.
And I looked down, and of course, I had like a cream-colored shirt on yesterday, too. So I'm like, drippage. So I'm like leaning forward in my seat, trying to drive. And anyway, I got it down. But guys, I'm just not used to eating like that kind of stuff in the middle of the day. The fried, lots of seasoning. And then last night, Nick Nack went to Blackhawk because she's got a gambling addiction. No, she was up there with her mom for her birthday.
Making that money.
Her mom's birthday. So the kids were like, let's go to Chipotle. And I was like, okay.
Oh, no.
So last night, I slammed down a burrito, like a massive burrito with hot sauce and all that on it. This morning, I'm just off.
Oh,
I don't eat like this at all. And I am just off and lethargic and my stomach's going.
Yeah.
He's literally just describing how we feel every day.
Every day.
And I thought about you guys as I was shoving a chicken sandwich in my mouth going down the highway. I was like, how does Katie eat like this every day? And Josh yesterday was talking about, I went to Burger King and I ordered 4 hamburgers because I was just, you know.
I was hungry.
Why not?
You know what, though? Like, that's the thing is we've built up a solid base, right? Like, our stomachs are used to it. It's like steel
trap. Good.
It's not good.
Yours, yeah, that's a sensitive tummy over there.
I have a sad little tum-tum this morning. Aww. I certainly do. Oh.
Ow.
Oh. Stings a little.
Oh, no.
So anyway, sorry.
You can't trust those today. You can't trust them.
No. Don't you dare. Not in the studio.
The old sphincter's working overtime today.
Goodness.
All right, from my gut to Josh's hands. So if you were listening yesterday, we were talking about how Josh and his girlfriend, well, mostly his girlfriend, picked up one of those kits where they can mold their hands together.
Yeah.
It's like plaster and gel. And it's
super
like a whole
cute stuff.
Ish. The dumbest thing on the planet. So, did you guys sit down and do it?
No, and it's my fault. I will look.
Oh, come on.
I wanted picks. I know. I'll take the blame for this one. So, obviously, you guys know I'm a huge sports fan, and those sports games during the playoffs go late, really, really late, especially when those games go into overtime. So, yesterday I was exhausted. I was so tired because the night before the game went really late. We had that long meeting. I also had one of those chicken sandwiches, so when I got home, I was down for the count, man.
Yeah,
like,
right.
I was
out.
In a food coma. I was out.
Drunk off the chicken.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So I got home. I had a couple things that I had to do before then, so I got home at, like, 1-ish. And
you had the rest of the night.
To
make a hand mold.
Laid down on my couch, and I ended up waking up at, like, 4:15 p.m. Yeah. So I slept.
Is she trying to call you and text you?
Oh, dude. I'm in
really?
Trouble. I got texts, calls. Everything like, hey, like it started
my
out
hands
really
are
sweet.
Already.
Like, oh, it started out really sweet. Like, I can't wait to see you. Today's gonna be so much fun. To hey, what's going on? Like to a little worried text. Like, are you good?
Yeah.
What's going on?
To where are you?
Where are you? I'm mad. I'm upset. So I woke up to a phone call. Like my phone was actively ringing when I woke up, and I was like, that was also the fourth phone call. So I had missed a few.
Oh no!
And I called her back. It went to voicemail, and then I texted her and I go, hey, I'm awake. What's going on? Like, totally trying to play it off and be sweet. And she goes, we can just hang out tomorrow. And I go,
so you didn't do the hand mold.
No hand mold.
I don't even think she wants to do the hand mold.
Good,
anymore.
You got out of that, didn't you?
I mean, it kind of worked in your favor.
It's
going
to be the thing where I try to hold her hand and she rips it away. She's like,
No.
It's so, you too. She's flipping off your hand.
Is this your first major fight?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't know if this is major, but yes, absolutely. This is something where I'm like, hey, I'm trying to be all sweet, too. I'm like, hey, we can totally hang out tomorrow. And she's like, We'll talk about
it.
Why don't
you
we'll
just
see.
Go to hell?
Maybe.
That's pretty much it. That's what I'm getting right now. So we'll see. I have texted her this morning and gotten nothing yet. So
maybe she's still sleeping.
That's what I'm hoping for.
You know,
because
like,
I also don't
want
to hear this.
Maybe she's. I know exactly.
And listen, you can tell me off the air who you were really with. Okay.
Okay.
Instead of taking me,
Jeremy?
You can tell me later. Show me
no.
pics. Right? What's her
Stop
name?
Stop it.
What's her name? She blonde.
I'm not telling you.